Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, family. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. That's right, this is your Sunday Morning Inspiration Session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so excited that you have joined me today. Family, today we are talking about faith over fear. That's right, say that with me right now. Say faith over fear. Fear. Let's say it one more time, faith over fear. Many times we operate in fear over faith, but today I want to encourage you to operate in faith over fear. Your level of faith has to be so great that when something happens in your life, when something, happens that's a tragedy or something, a setback, you're still going to operate in faith. You're still going to operate in faith and not in fear. And so that's what we're talking about today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And, you know, if you would like to call in, our call-in number is area code 347-237-5083. That's 347-237-5083. And that's our call-in number. If you want to chime in, you are welcome. Just give us a call. Amen. So, yeah, so today God just kind of laid it on my heart that people are operating in fear more than faith. And we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, that well-disciplined mind. And so I always say, if God didn't give it to me, then I don't want it. And guess what? You should not want it. You should not want to live your life in fear. But we have to live our life by faith. Scripture tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we can't even please our Heavenly Father if we don't have faith. So we're going to operate in faith, amen, not fear. Operating in faith. So whatever your level of faith is, that's what you're going to see in life. Whatever your level of faith is, that's exactly what you're going to see. And so, again, I just want to have that discussion today. So, again, if you want to call in, please do. You're welcome to do that at area code 347-237-5083. That's 347-237-5083. And so before we get started, I want to give a shout out because these ladies are so amazing. Many of you know that I have a Tears to Breakthrough movement, and that includes this radio show, that includes my virtual conference center, that includes any retreats or workshops that we do, all of that good stuff. But we also have a Entrepreneur Speaks and Shopping session where I have entrepreneurs come on, small business owners come on, and they talk about their business. And I do that so that I can encourage women to think outside the box. You know, there is more to life than a traditional 9-to-5. And so these ladies come on and basically just share their experience with you, share their products and services with you to get your creative juices flowing so that you can begin to think outside the box. And so on Tuesday I had on Tuesday I had Dawn E. Grace Jones, Esquire. She came on and we talked and discussed her book, her e-book, Dear Diary. So she's an author. She's an attorney. She's a nurse. So she, girlfriend, has it going on. And so we just want to give her a shout-out today. Shout-out to you, Dawn. Your book is amazing, and, you know, I have no doubt that you are going far. You're going to be so successful with your book sales. I'm declaring and decreeing that right now for you. And then we have Sharon, who joined us yesterday, Miss Pavarotti herself. Her business is, you know, her fun, fabulous fashion jewelry from Pavarotti. Girlfriend is doing it, and she's doing it well. I mean, she just pretty much started, but she's already excelling, you know, and she loves it. And so she gave us her nuggets and presented some of her beautiful jewelry. And so I want to give Sharon a shout out. Shout out to you, Sharon. Shout out to you. And so, you know, this is our small business spotlight. And so this is where we feature, interview, and give shout outs to small business and small business owners. And so if you are an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and would like to be interviewed, hit me up. You can connect with me by email at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. That's tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. I would love to interview you. I would love to hear, you know, what your product or service is. And we can share it with the ladies in the group, right? And so, again, shout out to Dawn. Shout out to Sharon. Check Dawn's Dear Diary ebook out on Amazon, and check Sharon's out on Pavarotti. If you email me, I can give you her direct website. I don't have it on me right now, but girlfriend is doing it. She is doing it. And so thank you so much, ladies, for sharing with the group, the Tears of Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. You know, and that's where we support women in life and in business. And so I'm all about supporting my sisters, right? Because we have to do it. We have to do it. And so that's what we do. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to those ladies. Love you so much. Blessings and prosperity to you both. Amen. And so what I want to do now is I want to, you know how I like to start the show off. I like to start off with praise and worship. We got to get our minds right. You know, I don't know if you're rushing around now, right now, trying to get ready for church. You might be trying to get the children up, you know. So I want you to just take a second to just ease your mind. Give yourself a moment as we go through this praise period. Take a deep breath. Take a deep godly breath and breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. Breathe out anything that doesn't feel like him and just take it all in because God has some amazing, amazing blessings for you. His blessings, his promises are yes and amen for you, right? God has not forgotten you. So take a deep breath. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Breathe in. Breathe in. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. as you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, God. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm Lord, put out. Once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hand and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I I'm dead. realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Yes, this is the air I breathe, the Ruach breath of God. Hallelujah. I just love the fact that we can breathe in all of the blessings of God. Amen. And breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. Breathing is healthy. I do breathing exercise. Just taking deep breaths, you know, will help you. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better, especially if, you know, you have some stress going on around you, craziness going on around you. Take some time to just take a couple of deep breaths and breathe in. I'm telling you, it will make all the difference in the world. Amen. And so, family, today we're talking about fear and faith. I'm declaring and decreeing faith over fear for you, that you will develop such a level of faith in your life that you will totally wipe out fear. Now, okay, it's okay to have a little bit of, you know, just a tiny bit of fear, but not to the point where, you know, it overrides your faith in God. You know, because when we fear, we're basically telling God that we don't trust him. You know, we're basically calling God a liar. Can you believe it? Because, you know, he's made all of these promises to us. He's made all these provisions for us. And so when we make a conscious decision to not face it and we fear it instead, then we're saying, God, well, I don't trust you. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you can carry me through this thing. I don't believe that you can work this thing out for my good. I don't believe that you can get me out of this mess. And he's God. Of course he can get you out of that mess. God is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. So wherever you are in life, wherever you are, he can show up and show out and make things right. He absolutely can. I am a witness. I am a witness. And so I just want to encourage you to have faith over fear. Begin to practice faith over fear, right? Because your level of faith is so important. It's so important. And, you know, what you believe is what you are. That's what you will become. Whatever it is you believe is what will show up in your life. That's important to understand. And so your faith is working on what you believe. So whatever your level of faith is, that's what's showing up in your life. And so that's important to understand. And so, you know, Hebrews 11:1, it describes what faith is. And it talks about now faith, because I always like to talk about now faith. God is calling us to have faith now. You know, not once everything works out. No, you have to have some now faith, right? And so Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is assurance of things hoped for, right? And the conviction of things unseen. And so some versions say now faith to have faith. I have to have crazy faith because I am hoping for a lot of things that I have not seen yet. But I have faith, and I trust God to carry those things out. And so now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so it doesn't matter that you can't see it right now. It doesn't matter that, you know, you can't feel it right now. You know, if you're sick in your body and you're still, your body is still racked in pain, it doesn't matter that you're still feeling that way. You're still going to trust God. You're still going to believe that he's going to heal you, right? You know, it's important to recognize what is meant by the word hope, you know? This isn't the, oh, you know, I hope things work out for me today. No, this is an unshakable hope. You know, you have to have an unshakable hope, you know, hope that cannot be separated from your faith, right? So we know that faith, now faith, we need to have faith now, right? We know that it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what? We haven't seen some things yet. We haven't seen some things manifest yet, but we're still going to trust God. We're still going to trust God that he's going to work it out for our good. We're still going to have unshakable hope that God is working it out. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive, right? Without hope, it's going to be difficult for you to have faith, right? So fear, opposite of faith, right? And fear and faith cannot dwell in the same place. It's like either you're operating in fear or you're operating in faith. The choice is yours. And I know this is not easy. I mean, I know. I absolutely know. I mean, we all have those moments. And it's okay to have a moment, but you're not supposed to live there. It's just supposed to be a moment. You go ahead, go through that thing for a moment, let that thing pass. But at the end of the day, you're going to have some unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. Unmovable faith, right? Some now faith. Now faith, right? And so fear is the opposite of faith, and it's the other side of the coin, so to speak, right? So fear is lacking in faith, basically. It is a denial of the hope that God will take care of you, that God will take care of whatever issues you have, whatever problems you're going through. You know, we have to trust God. We have to trust him. And bottom line is either we trust him or we don't. So you can't have faith and you can't have fear because they can't dwell in the same place at the same time. We have to pick one. Pick one, faith or fear. Amen? And so faith is a gift from God. Say that with me right now. Say faith is a gift from God. And so by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. That's Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. Faith is not something we can originate in ourselves. It is purely a gift from God, right? But faith should not remain stagnant. You know, God wants us to grow in our faith. He wants us to grow in our faith. He wants us to have big faith. He wants us to have crazy faith. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of self-control. And so that's 2 Timothy 1:7. So God did not give us a spirit of fear. And so if God didn't give it to you, then that means that it came from another source, right? And if it's not coming from a God source, then we don't want it. So we have to resist that spirit of fear. Amen? And so what do you do when you're scared. What do you do when you're scared? What do you do when something happens? You get a bad report from the doctor, and so now fear kicks in. What do you do? What do you do, you know, if you're having marital issues and you're afraid that your marriage is not going to work out? You're afraid that, you know, something's gone wrong with your children, or what happens when things, when tragedy happens and fear kicks in? What happens? What do you do with that? Well, Psalm 56:3 records the famous King David. I love King David. He is a man after God's own heart. But, you know, when King David confesses to God, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Amen. Yes. David understood that where to turn when he was afraid. He understood that he had to turn to God when the fear kicked in. He understood that he had to have such a high level of faith that he could not waver in his faith. And even in moments that he had when he was afraid, he knew he had to turn to God. And I know that most times, oftentimes, when fear kicks in, it's hard for us to see past what's going on. It's hard for us to see past the hurt. It's hard for us to see past, you know, any physical pain that we might have as a result of being sick, or it's difficult to see past the hurt and the fear, you know. But if we could just remember in those moments that God is your Heavenly Father, He is your everything, He is your Alpha and Omega, He is your beginning and your end. It's in Him that you live, move, and have your very being, and that's who you go to when you don't know where else to go to. Well, really, that's where I go to, period. Don't make God a secondary thought when something goes down. If you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a bad report, you immediately begin to pray about that thing. You immediately begin to ask God for wisdom. You know, I remember when I was in my early 30s, and I have had all kind of back problems. And back then, it was so bad that I would actually be bedridden and couldn't even move, couldn't even get out of bed. And I was in my early 30s, and I remember going to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, you know, things don't really look good. He said, things doesn't look good for you. He says, most likely, by the time you're 40, you're going to be in a wheelchair. That was his confession to me. And I remember thinking, that is not going to happen. Are you kidding me right now? You don't even know who you're talking to. I immediately began to pray and ask God to give me wisdom concerning whatever that condition was in my back and whatever that was, right? I understood the report from the doctor. And that's why I go to the doctor. And I tell my doctor all the time, I come to you so that you can give me the information. And so now I know how to pray. And that's the way I look at it. And so back then, that's exactly what I did. And I began to pray and ask God for wisdom. Like, show me what I need to do. Show me what I should say. Like, what should I do? Because I refuse to be in a wheelchair by the time I'm 40. Now, I'm 50 plus now, just to let you know. So God began to show me, you need to change your diet. You need to have an exercise regimen. And I remember thinking, exercise, my back is, I'm already in a lot of pain. My body is already racked with pain. But I had to get over it, and I had to figure out what I could do, and I started eating right and taking care of myself. And like I said, I'm 50 plus now. That was when I was early 30s. And I remember telling that doctor, I'm coming back here at age 40. I'm going to walk in here for my 40th birthday, and I'm going to show you that what you're saying is not true for me. And I absolutely did that. On my 40th birthday, during that week, I walked back into that doctor's office and I showed him, you know, your diagnosis was not for me. And so I had a choice. I could have, you know, cried to everybody and said, oh, my God, the doctor told me by the time I'm 40, I'm going to be in a wheelchair. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, and tell everybody all about it. And then they're all repeating it to somebody else. Oh, well, did you hear that Carol, because some people call me Carol, some people call me Carolyn, did you hear that she's going to be in a wheelchair by the time she's 40 years old. She just left the doctor. That's what the doctor told her, because that's what happens. When we get a bad report, we start telling people, and then they start telling other people, and then they start telling other people, and then that becomes a part of who you are. I didn't tell anybody. I talked to my father. I talked to the creator of this body, because he created this body, and nobody know my body better than God knows my body. So I want him to download some stuff, give me the information that I need to make this body right. And so that's what we have to do when things happen. We have to have faith over fear. Don't allow the fear to overtake you. Have faith over fear. Faith over fear. I want you to say that one right now. Say faith over fear. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I don't know about you, but there's some things that I'm hoping for, and I haven't seen them yet, but I'm trusting God every step of the way. Amen. Amen. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to do the same thing. And right now I'm going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about faith over fear. Faith over fear. Not fear over faith. Faith over fear. Amen? Amen. We got to trust them. We got to trust them. We got to trust them.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, I am back, and yes, that was Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that's my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. So check us out. There's no point in just shopping. You want to shop with a purpose and for a cause. Amen? Amen. And so today we are talking about faith over fear. Faith over fear. We're going to have faith over fear. I want you to develop crazy faith. That means that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you are going to trust God and trust that he's going to work it all out for your good. He's going to turn some things around for you. Amen. God has not forgotten you, because I believe that many of you think that God has forgotten you, and he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. That's your Heavenly Father who loves you so much. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know, God, you know, when you have a relationship with God, just like when you have a relationship with, you know, your spouse or anyone, you know, that hurts them if they think you don't trust them, right? You have to have a level of trust. You know, you have to have faith in that person to believe that when they tell you something, they're going to carry that thing out. Well, God is no different. That's our Heavenly Father who loves us so much. So we have to trust him. We have to trust his word. We have to trust his promises for us, right? God loves us so much. He loves us so much. And so, you know, like I said, many of you think he's forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. You know, and I was talking about David in Psalm 56:3, where, you know, David basically confessing to God, you know, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. When I am afraid, God, I will put my trust in you. David understood where to turn when he was afraid. He understood that. He understood. And often it is tough. I know it's tough. Those times of fear and when the trials hit, tribulations hit, you know, that we grow the most in our faith. Those are the times that we should be growing in our faith, because we have, you know, I know I've been through some stuff, and it's like, I know that it was God who brought me through. I know that it was God that brought me through, and I had to trust him because nobody else could help me. So it's those times that, you know, you can really grow in your faith because you're really trusting God, like David, like King David, right? And remember that God does not always give us precisely what we're asking for, but he will do what is best for us. So in other words, he don't always give us exactly what we want, but he will always work things out for our good. He will always give us what we need. You know, sometimes I know for me, I prayed about some stuff and I thought things would turn out one way, but it turned out another way. With God, you know, he'll make sure that thing is worked out in such a way. I might have prayed one way and prayed for something and expected it to be one way, but when God worked that thing out, it ended up being amazing, bigger and better than I could have ever imagined, because that's God. Because, you know, we can only see what we can see, right? We can only see what we can see, but God sees everything. He's an all-knowing God, and so he sees the bigger picture. And so when he works stuff out for us, when he works things out for us, when he works our problems out, he works them out for real. But he wants us to trust him. And many times we run to other people. God is like, come to me, come to me, come to me, all who are heavy and burdened. You know, God will give you rest. He wants to give you rest. He doesn't want you burdened down. He doesn't want you worrying about stuff. So every time you are afraid or faced with adversity in your life, use that time as an opportunity to grow in your faith. And keep in mind that even though it may not seem like it at the time, God will never, he will never leave you alone. He will never, you know, let you down. He will never, ever let you down. He loves you so much. He always has your best interest at heart. Always. He always has our best interest at heart. That's our Heavenly Father. That's our Heavenly Daddy. He loves us so much. He absolutely does. And so he wants you to not be anxious. We know Scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Stop calling everybody else up, because they can't help you anyway, because if they could, then they would have helped you already. Trust God, gracious and good, understanding that that God is all-knowing and he knows your every need. And he already said that he would supply your every need. That's who you want to go to. You want to go to him. We want to not be anxious, but we want to trust him. Be anxious in nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. That is your Heavenly Father. He already knows what you need, but he wants you to come to him. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to make your request known unto him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:6. And so I want to encourage you today to go to God. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what you're going through right now, but God is an all-knowing God. He knows exactly what you're going through. Go to God and have a conversation, because that's really what prayer is. Prayer is a dialogue. It's a conversation. Go to God and talk to him about your fears, those things that are holding you back, those things that are that you're fearful of. And he will be faithful to help you through those areas in your life. Identify those areas. You know, I'm big on journaling, writing a vision, making it plain. Get your journal. You know, Lipstick and Daily Confessions, my new book, has a companion journal. You can order them both on Amazon.com. Get yourself a journal and start writing down those things in your journals. Write down those thoughts. Write down your fears. And when you go to God, talk about them with him. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Have a conversation. His word is filled with rich promises for us. I'm telling you, they're yours for the asking. You just have to ask. You have to believe. You have to receive. You have to open up your word, open that Bible up, see what's in there. See what kind of promises God has for you. There's so many promises. There's so many promises. And that's your Heavenly Daddy who loves you so much. And so that's all I have for you today. I pray that you were encouraged today. I pray that you were blessed. But I just want to encourage you to have faith over fear. Don't allow fear to consume you. Don't allow fear to take you over. Trust God more than you trust your circumstances. Check that level of faith of yours. Remember that you are what you believe you are. If you believe that you're going to be sick, you're going to be sick. If you believe that you can't pay your bills, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. If you believe that, oh, my God, if one thing is not one thing, it's another, well, we know that life happens. But if you keep running that broken record over and over and over again in your mind, if that's what you choose to believe over and over and over again, that's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to see manifested in your life. It's just true. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You will have what you say, and you are what you believe you are. Your faith, your level of faith, your faith is working on what you believe you are. And so it's time for you to change your mindset. And I'm not saying walk around in denial. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying, okay, be walk around, ooh, all spooky and in denial. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is stop rehearsing. Stop rehearsing, oh, I'm broke, busted, and disgusted. Oh, I can never get ahead. You know, all that woe is me. No, begin to change your thinking. Begin to change your words. Line your words up with the promises of God for you. First of all, God said that you are the head and not the tail. He said you are above and not beneath. He said you are a lender and not a borrower. He said that he will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so that's who we have to trust in. We have to trust in God. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. And so I'm just going to pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we can have faith over fear. I thank you, Lord God, that you are an all-knowing God. You are our Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning and end, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today, Lord God. We give you glory today, Lord God, because we trust you. You are our Heavenly Father who loves us so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. You created us in your image and in your likeness, and that means we look just like you, Daddy. Hallelujah. That means that we can have creative abilities and ideas, Lord God, and strategies to come up with a plan to have a better life, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. And so we trust you on today, Lord God. We thank you for your promises, which are yes and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you. Hallelujah. That it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. And we trust you today, Lord God. We understand that we can't have fear and faith. We have to choose one over the other. And so today we choose faith over fear. We choose faith over fear, Lord God. And we know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we choose to have faith now in this situation. Even though we got a bad report from the doctor, we trust you. We have some now faith. We have faith over fear. Even though our money is funny, we don't have enough money to pay our bills, we choose to have faith over fear, to have now faith. We trust you now. If we have a marital problems, Lord God, we trust you now. We're having problems with our children. We trust you now. We choose to have faith over fear. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there are things out there, Lord God, that we are hoping for that we have not seen yet, but we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give us a God kind of faith, that kind of faith that will surpass all understanding. People won't understand, Lord God, why we're trusting you even in the midst of the mess, even in the midst of the struggle. But we trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We trust you. We believe and we receive everything. All of your promises are yes and amen. We trust you today, Lord God. And finally, God, I pray and declare a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even if their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Faith over fear. Faith over fear today. Faith over fear. No more operating in fear. Remember, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, a well-disciplined mind, so you can conquer your fears today. But you can't do it on your own. You need to trust God. Amen. I pray that you were blessed today. Ladies, join me on Facebook in our private Facebook group, the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, where you will be inspired daily. You know, and it's a sisterhood in there. We encourage each other. We stand in the gap for each other. And so check us out. Amen. And I will see you next week. Everyone, God bless you. You have a blessed and marvelous week. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. God bless. See you next time.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. Thank you.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.